Who's opening this?
Well, let's look at our notes and see. Who does what here? Or do we want to just kind of...
Why don't you get us started?
Okay.
Because I think you got a lot to say about that. I think actually getting away is more important for you than it is for me.
Right. So you want me to do that whole block?
No. I mean, I'll jump in on it.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
You can talk about the reset, and then I'll talk about prioritizing your marriage.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Last time we talked about connect daily, right?
Correct.
And today...
No. Connect daily.
I kept thinking I had hair in my mouth. You have a long hair that didn't get shaved, I think. Yeah, it's on your lip.
Connect daily, date weekly, and this is the third.
This is number three. Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Welcome back, friends. So good to see you again. And boy, we've been having a great conversation about being intentional. We're calling it the intentionals. Now, before we go any further,
it's even better with that hat.
Yes. And
let's just go ahead and say this. For those of you who are listening and not watching, Melody's on three hats in her life. So this one is.
Maybe two.
Yeah. So I think she's wearing it because she wants to show off her little ponytail in the back.
Not why.
Yeah, that you can't see. But
I have something else that's new, and it's my glasses. And how cute are these? How trendy are these? Except when I wear them, Dan calls me John.
John Lennon. Get the round glasses thing
and I
going.
I know he means it as a compliment.
Oh, sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, enough of that.
Yeah,
so we've been talking.
But I'm just still, I get a giggle every time I look at her wearing this hat. I'm like, who are you and what you do with Melody?
I'm so athletic, you know what I'm saying? But I am.
I thought about wearing one myself, but I thought that'd just be too much.
There's that. But I am intentional, and we are intentional.
That's what we're talking about with this podcast.
I love this series because that is so important
to
a relationship, to a marriage.
So just make sure you understand the context here. Is there's so many things we want our marriages to be great, right? But it doesn't just happen, right? It takes some very intentional things to make that happen. And so the first two series and first two podcasts in the series, we talked about connecting daily. We talked about praying together. We talked about the marriage journal. We talked about in the second one, we talked about dating weekly.
We did.
The second podcast, you can go back and catch those in our podcast archive. So Dating Weekly, today we talk about
retreating monthly.
Now, let me go ahead and say right now, some of you aren't going to be able to do it monthly, so you may want to say quarterly.
Quarterly, yes.
Yeah, you might can do it monthly. If you can, bless.
We're at a stage in our life where we're trying to do it monthly.
And... frankly, we're at a stage in our life where we need to do it monthly.
Right. We have
because of some of our dynamics. We get for those of you who haven't been following along with us, we have two special needs young adult. I keep calling them kids.
I know,
but they're young adults. Abby's 22.
They're still in our
Jonathan
nest.
Will be 26 in a week or so,
mm-hmm.
And Melody's mom, at the young age of 90, has just moved in with us.
She has.
So there's a lot of. That's a lot going on around Camp Griffin.
There's caregiving.
Yeah, a lot going on around Camp Griffin. So we're trying to really take care of ourselves to be intentional, not only for ourselves and our own mental, spiritual, physical well-being, but for our marriage.
We really are.
But I understand that it doesn't always happen monthly.
Right.
So anyway.
So whenever it is that you're able to get away, quarterly at the least. If you have little ones,
I agree with
ones,
that, yeah.
Quarterly is, I'm sure, all you could do if you have little ones.
Maybe every other month even.
Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about why it's so important to retreat. And that is, for me, it is so that I have a complete reset. There was a book that was written in the last few years. Oh, I'm telling my age. It's more than a few years. But it talked about how men are waffles and women are spaghetti. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because, as a general rule, the male mind is set up in compartments, if you will, in squares. Whereas the female mind, as a general rule, is more like spaghetti. Everything touches. The reason I'm bringing this up is because when I'm home, it is difficult to not see all the things and hear all the things and to fully disconnect and to fully be present to you.
Yeah.
You've probably noticed this.
Right.
Whereas there is something about getting away, seriously, y'all, if it's 10 miles down the road. Sometimes we'll have friends that'll offer for us to stay in their place if they're gone or if yeah. there's availability. Literally just 10 miles away, I feel like I'm somewhere else and I can just shut it all down. The other day, we decided to go and get a hotel and it was a home game for the Gamecocks. And we could get one for the cheap price in downtown Columbia for $600.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we decided to drive over to Augusta. And it wasn't the Masters or anything. It was just, we just went over to Augusta because that was a good rate. And I might as well have been on the cruise in the Bahamas because I was away.
Right.
I was fully away. And so I'm just fully present to you. And I hit the reset button in my mind. And it just makes a big difference in our time together.
I think something else that we need to remind ourselves. It may be more important for one spouse than it is for the other spouse to do this.
And the shoes may be flipped.
Yeah.
It may be more important for the guy than it is
right.
for the girl.
I am.
Kind of depends on how you're wired.
For me to go somewhere else, I'm kind of like, why?
I'd rather just stay home.
I don't think our bed's broken.
Right.
You know, so I like being home. And especially there was a time where I used to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going and staying in a hotel was not exactly my idea of a good time. Coming home and sleeping in my bed was what I was looking forward to. But you just got to remember, sometimes these intentionals are designed, they're more important for one spouse than the other. I think you could even apply that with things like the date night. For some spouses, that 1 week connection is a big deal. And the other one's like, whatever, we're just going out to eat. So just be aware of that. This ain't about you. This is about you as a marriage.
But you benefit from it.
You bet you do.
You know what I'm saying?
By the way,
it's cool.
Men are like waffles.
Cool. When your spouse is happy, it
right,
makes a difference in
right.
the relationship.
Men are like waffles. Women are like spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
And one of the things to always remember is that whatever box the man is in, he can get to the sex box. And that's just not always the case for her. Because...
the things.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, oh my goodness, did I pack a lunch?
Yeah, that's always, that is so romantic.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you remember to get the dog food?
Yeah.
I love you too, honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So getting away is important because it can really reset things. Mm-hmm. Both your mind, your physical place
just
changes everything. You need to prioritize your marriage. It really sends a signal both to your spouse, but it also sends a signal to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think we have always done fairly well is who's the priority? Melody is the priority. Not that I don't love you, Meredith, Savannah, Jonathan, Abby. It's not that we don't love you, but Melody is the priority. And so it really does create a... it creates that with action, right?
Absolutely. And isn't it funny how we schedule everything? We schedule hair appointments, nail appointments.
Mm-hmm.
We schedule all the things. And then we let what is supposed to be one of the most important things in our lives go.
Yeah.
Why? Well, it's comfortable. Well,
right.
It's never convenient.
It's not convenient.
That's something that you and I talked about. It'll never be convenient.
It'll never be convenient.
This is not going to just
it'll
jump
never
on your
be
calendar.
Convenient.
You have to put it there.
Yeah.
But you'll be so glad you did.
And we'll give you some ideas on how you can make this work for you.
Within a budget, within a calendar.
Regardless of where you are in your stage of life.
Let's talk first about what to do while you're away.
Yeah. A couple of things that we have found that make it really fun is, number one, you slow down so you can speed up. By slowing down, it really does allow you to have better clarity, better with that breath space that you get to know what is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just talking about us on our getaways or retreats.
Right.
We're talking about business things. We're talking about ministry things.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about family relationship things. All of the stuffs. To kind of, stack up because you haven't been able to just create that space to do it. So it really will allow you when you come back to be able to hit the ground running.
Absolutely.
And be far more efficient, far more effective in getting things done.
And I think it gives you a lot of perspective too, because you're able to kind of pull out from a distance and see it like a drone or whatever. And
yeah.
You can kind of see all the things at once and like, wait a minute, this is out of this is out of balance. Why have we been doing this way? Or
you can have those
recalibrate.
You can have those deeper conversations that it's really hard.
Do.
You know, we talked about connecting daily. That's important. But sometimes it's hard to really have those deeper connections, those deeper conversations. You know, how are you? Where are you? What's going on behind the curtain? That's important. How do we dream a little bit? You know, are we satisfied with where we're going and how we're going and those types of things? So it's an important time for that.
It is. And I also feel that, you know, you may not even know how you are. Sometimes Dan will ask me and I'll be like, it might take me a second to get to it. So sometimes a leading question might be, okay, what are some of the things that are causing you the most stress right now? What are some of the things that are just always brewing in your head? Let's talk about them a little bit. And so I'll get it out and then I'm like, oh yeah, that thing really was bothering me. But man, the answer's more simple than I thought. Mm-hmm. I made it bigger than it was, but it was really bothering me.
What are you excited about?
Oh, I love that.
That's in our life.
Yeah.
What are you excited about that's in our life right
Savannah
now?
Savannah asks me that question all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love that you ask me that.
Yeah.
And I have to stop and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it also helps you think, what am I not excited about? Mm-hmm. What are the things that really maybe I'm investing my time, energy, talents, blood, sweat, and tears into that I don't really even like, let alone find value in? It's amazing how we can get caught up in that trap.
Yeah, we do.
And without
when
that,
we're all up in,
yeah,
we're
without
right
that
up
space
we
to back up.
It.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about this hat for a second. Isn't it great? I'm sorry.
It says goal getter.
Yes, it does.
It's her dub-dub hat. Dub-dub hat. You got to explain what dub-dub is.
Dub-dub is WW, which used to be called Weight Watchers. And Dan and I are in the process, the dub-dub process.
Yeah.
I may or may not have won this hat from some rewards because I write all my food down and it's really going well. And we may or may not have been on this path for the exact amount of time. And he may or may not have lost twice the amount that I've lost. I'm not bitter.
But you're
it.
Better.
I'm a go-getter.
You're a go-getter. It's
I'm
again.
A go-getter, baby. All right,
here's the bridge.
Yes.
Intentional. See, Melody's been being intentional
with her
diet and making sure.
Down like two pant sizes at least.
Good girl.
Excited.
Good girl. So
yeah.
You're intentional about those things.
I am.
So how are you going to be intentional? How are you going to do dub-dub for the marriage?
Well, first of all, I love that we're doing that together. That's so cool. It's so motivating.
Well,
it's
and
so
I needed
awesome.
To. That's for sure.
So awesome. But yeah, let's be intentional in all the areas. And
not only the why to get away and what to do when to get away, the most important priority is to be intentional. Hey, listen, you may intentionally say, you know what? We're going to take a day and we ain't talking about nothing. All we're going to do, this is if you can have an extended period, okay? Sometimes
yeah.
It's a quick getaway. Maybe you have a time where you, maybe you have a time where you can create an entire weekend. So that first night, you ain't doing nothing but sleep. Or something else.
You just jump over that box into that center box.
Well, you know, a little something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. Well, and again, what's cool about the physical intimacy is you don't have mid-down.
Mom.
What are you doing?
Mom.
I'm giving a very poor impression of Abby as she comes to our door and starts knocking on the door. What are you doing?
Yeah, child literally has radar.
I think she does.
She does.
But
that's a whole nother podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
we'll be intentional.
Be intentional because it allows you to have that space for all that kind of stuff.
It does.
So here's some getaway hacks. Okay.
Things that we have found to be very helpful.
So let's say that you just don't have the resources right now to go and get a hotel room or Airbnb or whatever it is, and you don't have any rich relatives you want to go stay with. Do a staycation. And instead of you leaving, you ship the kids off.
Man, we got some dear friends. That's what they're doing this week.
Yep.
Grandparents have the kids.
Yep.
And what I love is that they're being super intentional together.
Right.
To do some dating and to do some talking. And I think it's going to be really a neat experience for them.
So you're like, well, wait a second. I don't have the grandparents.
Yeah.
Barter, beg, plead.
Trade.
Yeah. Find another couple that you'll keep theirs and they keep yours. Find a way. You will be surprised at how many people, when you let them in on, hey, here's what we're trying to do, that they would love nothing more than to bless you and get engaged and help you make that become a reality.
There are also surrogate grandparents in your church. You'd be surprised sometime as you pray about it, that maybe God would give
That's
you a relationship within your network, within your church family. Maybe there would be some surrogate grandparents that would love a chance to step in and love.
Here's another one that you can, if let's say you do go off, find a hotel that has a kitchenette. We did this when we went to Augusta and it was great. We do this a lot because I enjoy cooking and Melody enjoys eating what I cook. So it's a good trade-off. So
now I can cook.
You know, it's the best thing. Yeah, you can. You're great.
Doing a home also.
What's the fun part is when I cook, guess what we're going to eat?
Steak.
Whatever I want to eat.
Oh, steak with a side of steak and steak for dessert.
We went. That was a great steak, by the way,
so
the last time.
So
find a place that has a kitchenette. It's a lot of these that have kitchenettes also have outside grills.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, this is a great way that you can serve your wife and do it on a budget. You can still have a great meal, really great food, and it's relaxed.
Yeah, we could be in the room and relax. And yeah, it was really great.
You can wear whatever you want to or whatever you don't want to. And it makes it's a great way to go about enjoying your meal, but yet saving money.
It is.
This one's not Melody's idea.
Yeah.
But you can really be creative here.
I wouldn't be opposed to trying it sometime.
Wait a minute. There's one thing. Camping is the other idea, where you can go and you can camp out somewhere where you can take your food and that kind of thing. Melody, you may not be opposed to glamping. But Melody's idea of roughing it's a Motel 6. So the whole camping thing is not her idea of a good time. Now, the girls and I, my daughters, we've done some hiking and that kind of thing. So they kind of think it's fun and it's kind of cool. But that's another option. We do know some other folks that have gone out and they bought an old school retro camper and they just put it in the middle of a freaking field. Now that's creative, right?
Yeah, it is.
And it's affordable. So there's so many ways, but just
you do
be,
what you want.
That's right. You. Just be intentional. So here's what your homework is for this episode.
Wear a hat.
Be a goal getter.
Did it.
I guarantee you there are some great creative ideas out there that you guys have about how you can retreat. Whether it be actually physically going somewhere else or doing the staycation idea, how are you retreating? So here's what we're going to ask you to do. If you will go to our social media, specifically our Facebook page, because that's where I think where most people are kind of connecting right now. Go to our Facebook page and there'll be a post where we kind of announce this podcast. And on that post, will you just start putting in there, here's some of our creative ideas. We'd love to get that conversation going because there's some of you need help. Let's just be honest. You
I
need
to learn. Maybe there's some things we aren't doing yet.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. I'll take that. Maybe you've got a very palatial place in the mountains that you'd like to.
Palatial.
Yeah, there
yes.
you go. Yeah. So retreating at least quarterly. More often if you can. It's really, really important in being intentional in your relationship.
It is. It pays off big time.
Yeah, it does.
I'm glad
so,
we do it.
Yeah, it's important. So thank you guys for listening. Pass the word along. Like us on our social media pages so that you can stay in touch. We're just so glad you're a part of what we're praying God will continue to do through Together for Good. We're getting great feedback from people, some people that are really watching their marriage flourish as a result of the conversation.
And some exciting things coming up in the future, too.
Yeah, we can't wait to tell you about it. We're excited.
But for now, we're glad you were with us to listen. We pray God's blessings on you, and we are Together for Good. And we're go-getters.